Grace, mercy, and peace be unto you from God our Father and from our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. I would like to emphasize the last verse of the text. We have never seen anything like this before. I remember when the astronauts first walked on the moon, my grandfather wouldn't believe that they were really up there. Indeed, it was kind of hard for us to imagine, because we had never seen anything like that before. It was an amazing feat of the human intellect. Today, we see more and more examples of man's daring spirit. We even have a television show which displays for us the incredible feats of the human imagination. We almost become calloused to the spectacular, so that each stunt has to be just a little bit more unique, just a little bit more spectacular or sensational, to bring out that ever popular phrase, we have never seen anything like this before. I wonder if Jesus didn't have to deal with a little bit of that kind of sensationalism in his day. Certainly in today's text, we see him as a much sought after miracle worker. The house was packed on that day. The air was filled with the smell of warm bodies. The speaker was very good. Indeed, he made them think of things that they had never thought of before. But what they really came for was to see some sign from heaven, a miracle. And then, to their amazement, there was the sound of scratching on the roof and some crumbling dirt falling down to the floor. And then there was a man who was obviously paralyzed being let down through a hole in the roof. And everyone was on the edge of their seats to see what the renowned teacher would do. And after a brief skirmish with some of the stuffy theologians that happened to be there that day, he did it. Right before their eyes, he told the paralyzed man to rise up and walk. He did it. What a miracle! They were amazed. And they praised God, and they said, we've never seen anything like this before.